Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory. Do-
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Hello. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is none other than Minister Sadie Elliott. Sorry for the delay, but something happened. You know how these computers can work. But before we start today, we have a very, very good topic today on accountability. And today we have a guest that will come on, if my screen will come up. But let me say a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning to give you praise and thanks. We thank you, Lord, for the obedient love that you have restored upon us from the earliest in our days up until this very present moment. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for each and every person that has tuned in this day to hear this show, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something that has been said that will draw someone else closer to you, something on accountability today, dear Heavenly Father, and let them know that they are accountable for the things they do and they do not do, according to the word of God. Let us not put self in the way, but let everything come from the word of God. In Jesus' precious and almighty name, amen, and thank God. Well, today we're going to be talking about accountability. And as I was studying this particular topic, I notated quite a few things down, and I have quite a few scriptures that I will give for those that's listening in. Accountability is taking personal responsibility for our action. And our first chapter will be 1 Corinthians 21, 8 through 11. We are accountable for the word of God. The Bible states that leaders are accountable. For leaders guard people in the right direction. They are accountable for warning others when they are going wrong. God will teach accountable for leaders, his people astray. Just think, now, if you're not doing what God has commanded you to do, you're going to be accountable for leading his people astray and going a different way. As I looked up accountability and accountable, the word accountable is mentioned 8 times in the Bible. God cares about those who are separated from him. And he makes his children accountable for reaching out to those who are lost. That means we see someone that's lost. We are accountable if God have put them on our watch and we are not doing what God have commanded us to do. If God tell you to witness to a person and you choose not to obey, then God holds you accountable for that person being separated from God. You can find that in Ezekiel 13 and 18. And as I was reading further on accountability, if you turn your Bibles now to 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter, the 11th through the 14th verse. And this is what it would tell you. Having someone to hold you accountable is worthless if you don't follow their advice. Saul had a wise and godly man. Saul to hold him accountable. In fact, without Samuel's presence, Saul probably would have fallen much sooner than he did. But Saul got tired of listening to Samuel's advice. Aren't that the way we are today? With someone giving us advice, some of us want to play like we know it all. When somebody have went through what we're about to go through, or they're trying to help us through the word of God that would direct you and tell you what thus saith the Lord. And here Saul, he really didn't want to listen. He wanted to do the things his way. An accountability partner keeps you from using wrong methods to accomplish what may be good and legitimate goals. I'm going to ask you today, do you find yourself seeking out advice from others, but rarely following it? How many times have you went to someone and ask them for some advice on something. And after they gave you the advice that will help you, that's why you went to them. You figured they know a little bit more than you are. They have been through that, but you did not take it. For accountability to work, you need to accept negative feedback and be willing to change. That's in our life, period. Sometimes we're going to go through some things. But it's also sometimes when it's time about the negative and the positive, God will place people in our pathway to teach us, to show us, to lead us, to direct us. And now if they tell us wrong, they are held accountable for. You're not held accountable, but they are held accountable for leading you down the wrong path. And, you know, when accountability means answering to someone, it is literally giving an account of yourself. God holds us accountable. He sees all. He knows all. And there is nothing hidden from God. You may hide something from me or your pastor, your family members, but you can't hide anything from God. He said high and he looks low. He sees everything that we're doing and we're not doing. And I was thinking, you know, we all go through a phase in our life for being accountable for things. Most of us don't like to fully be accountable because we fear that it puts too much restriction upon us. It also may force us to open up dark corners of our lives we are preferred to keep hidden. But the real accountability keep us honest. It keep us in moral standing and on the right path. It's not always comfortable, but it's necessary. To be unaccountable means we are free to go where our desires lead. A dangerous game. You know, when you think about even on your job, bosses usually do a good job of holding their employee accountable. When you think about your parents, while parents often do a much poor job of holding their child and children accountable in a deeper sense. God holds us, that means me and you, accountable. He sees all, knows all. Nothing is hidden from him. One day, we will have to give an account of all we have done at the final judgment. We can't point the finger at nobody. We have to look within ourselves. Are we doing what God have told us to do? Are we doing what we have been asked to do, whether on your job, whether in your church, whether, you know, with a group of people, are you really doing what you know you can do? And I wrote down a few questions with how do I become more accountable? I'm glad you asked. Psalms 119:9-66 say, how can a young person stay pure? And that's by obeying your word and following its rule. Now teach me good judgment and knowledge. That's how we can become more accountable, by obeying the word of God and following the rules that God have given us in the word. And I think in Psalms 1, oh, the joy of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked. You have to follow the advice of God, righteous, not of the wicked, because you will go wrong. And in Proverbs 27:6, it says, wounds from a friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. When you read on that, study on that, let that go around and around in your head a little bit. It means to become more accountable. Follow God's commandment as outlined in his word, the Bible, and choose. It's telling you, choose wise friends. to whom you can feel free to give an account of yourself. Excuse me. But as you think about it, you're talking with someone, and you're sharing different ideas and different opinions. And you say, well, I'm one that always say, when I tell somebody I'm going to do something, I try to be woman of my word. And if I see any way possible that I just can't do it, I'm going to contact that person because I know they holding me accountable for what I told them that I would do. So rather than have anybody with the ill feeling or feeling wrong toward me, I try to be accountable for whatever my action is. I'm either going to say yes or no. If I can, I'm going to call you in advance, talk with you, let you know. And another thing I had written down is, what happens when there is no accountability? I'm glad you asked. And Judges 17 and 6 says, the people did whatever seemed right in their own eyes. Don't we do that today? We get up and do what we feel is right. But did we consult God about it? And then when we consult God, did we do what he told us to do? For example, say you're driving down the road, and this away from the Bible a little bit, and you saw a sign 5 miles back say the road is closed ahead. Take exit 250 to the right. What do we do? We pass up that sign. Now, we read it about 5 miles back. And then when we get up to it and the road is closed, who we have responsible for? Nobody but ourselves. We have to give accountable for anything that we do that is not right or we lead somebody wrong. And we, for sure, we do not want to lead not one Christian, not one that's coming to Christ or straight. When we tell someone something from the Word, we may not have our Bible in hand every time we meet somebody, but try to keep some scriptures in your head that will come up from your belly that you can say, well, go to 1 Samuel 13:11 and 13, and this is what Saul is saying. I say, you didn't arrive when you said you would. I felt obligated to offer the burnt offering myself. The answer would be left uncountable. We will always lean towards sin. And the consequences of those sins will hurt not only us, but many others, including God. And today I had a guest to come on. I know he's listening, but something happened to the computer where I'm not able to click over to him. So I hope he called in. And he'll be able to share some of the things on what he has today on accountability. And our guest is Evangelist Richard Bryan. So I'm hoping he's listening and he will be able to call in where we can share some of the things he is saying. And another thing that I had was, how can we choose people to hold us accountable? And if you go to the Word of God in 1 Kings, the 12th chapter, 8 through the 11th verse, and it's saying, but Rehoboam rejected the advice of the elders and instead asked the opinion of the young man who had grown up with him. The young man replied, tell them if you think he was hard on you, just wait and see what I'll be like. A lot of time, we go to senior citizens older than us that can shed some light on some things. They will tell us, and they'll give us the advice. But it's for us to accept it or reject it. And when we reject it, we suffer the consequence. Friends are not always the best advisor, especially if their counsel is not consistent with God's word. That means some of your friends may not be studying God's word like you are. They may not be reading the scriptures. They may not be going in and getting their commentary and that dictionary to dissect some of these words that they're reading that they don't understand. So we have to be careful on some of the advice we get, because we can't get wise counsel for everybody that's not consistent with the Word of God. Also, I had, how can I effectively hold someone else accountable? I'm glad you asked. Exodus, the 18th chapter, the 21st to the 24th verse say, but find some capable, it say capable now, honest men who fear God. That means men or women who fear God and hate bribery. They will help you carry the load, making the task easier for you. Just in Exodus, a testimony that I can share with you on that, where I was asking God for help in the ministry. I was asking him to make the load lighter for me, the task easier, and to show me a more excellent way to be able to do what he had assigned for me to do. And he sent me people that undergird me, that is holding me up, an armor bearer, sent me a church that's standing in the stead with me. And I thank God for that, because, you know, we have to hold somebody else accountable. We can't do it all. So he's going to send and put people in our pathway that will come in, that will help us, that will give us direction. Let us know if we're doing something wrong. That's mean when you are studying the Word of God, and when you have went and asked God, he say, ask. We have not because we ask not. And so for us to be held accountable, we too must follow the rules that God have set forth for us. And as I was reading in Titus 1:6-9, Titus was saying he must not be arrogant or quick tempered. That means the people you're dealing with, the people you're around, you have to watch their temper, their aggravation. He must not live wisely and be fair. He must live a devoted and disciplined life. Through the Word of God, when we really want to do what God say do, we have to be living by the commandments what God say. We're going to stray on something, but if we heed to the Word of God, go to him when we feel we have done something out of the will of God, then we go to God. We are accountable to God to say, God, forgive me. I made the wrong choice. I made the wrong decision. I didn't think it through. I jumped up hesitantly. And God will come in and let you know, no uncertainty, which direction you should be going in. Today, I hope a lot of you all that are listening to this program, whether it's in the morning, evening, or night, I hope that you are accountable to God, that you have other people that's under you, above you, that you may be leaders over, that you need to make sure you teaching them the ways of God, teaching them the right way, teaching them how to be accountable for. If they didn't do something, don't give an excuse, but say why you didn't do it. Because we all accountable when that great day comes. God's going to open that book and read out everything that we have done. We can't shake and fake bacon then. We're going to have to give an account of every deed that we have done in this body, in the flesh, will we be, you know, no longer. We'll have a glorified body. But it's coming up one day, and we're going to have to be able to give an account of that. We want to be good leaders, good stewards, in no matter what area of ministry you are in. Learn how to be accountable for your action. Don't lead people astray. Lead them to Christ. Let them know what thus saith the Lord. And if they don't do it, take them to the Word. We don't have to badge them over the head, but we can go to the Word and let them know what thus saith the Lord. Because he's a mighty good God. He's a worthy God. He's a loving God. He's a kind God. And when we do that, God will let us know without no uncertainty. He is such a good and a merciful God. And another thing I had, if you're going to take accountability seriously, you cannot hide anything from the one to whom you are accountable. In Jeremiah 23 and 24 say, can anyone hide from me? Am I not everywhere in all the heavens and the earth? Acts of the Lord. That is so true. You can't hide. God is letting us know we can't hide from him. He's everywhere. He's there with you right now, listening to me. He's here right now with me, talking to you on accountability. He has not left us one time. He's everywhere. He's sitting high. He's looking low. Anything that you need today from him, all you have to do is ask him. Whatever situation, whatever problem you're going through today, he's there to help you. And what you withhold from another often bursts into full view at a later time. So why not seek advice now? Besides, God knows all the secrets in our heart. We may be able to hide some secrets from people, but God knows the very content of our heart. He know our getting up, our uprising. He just know us through and through. So today, remember, learn how to be accountable for your action. God really holds us accountable for all our action. In Ecclesiastes, the 11th chapter and the 9th verse, young man, it's wonderful to be young. Young woman, it's wonderful to be young. Enjoy every minute of it. Do everything you want to do. Take it all in. But, here I come with that but. But remember that you must give an account to God for everything you do, whether it's good or bad. So that means today everyone needs to take stock of their life and look and see, do I want to do this here? Because I got to give an account of this one day if it's not right. Do I truly want to try that when God is saying that's not something he wants me to do? Enjoy life, but stay with God's guideline. He has so many things that he have created for us to do, for us to enjoy, but he still wants us to stay in the guidelines according to the word of God. God will hold us accountable for everything we do. And who wants to explain ungodliness to a holy God on the day of judgment? Because that day is coming. We don't know how soon, but that day is steadily approaching for each and every one of us. And if we are not doing what God say do, heeding to his word, just think about now, when that day comes and he reads the good and the bad, what we have done in this body, this flesh, he's going to reveal it. The other person may not know it, but God know it. So it behooves us to do what's right, be good servants of God, be accountable for our actions, not take things lightly, because, I mean, ooh, Jesus, I just thank God every day for me. Every day I repent, all during the day, in case I've said something to somebody that was wrong. I have to be accountable for that action or for that word. I'm learning how to speak more positive words where they don't hurt anybody. No matter what the situation may end up being, I want to be in the fellowship of God. I want to be accountable in the right way. And as I was saying, stated earlier, in the Word of God, accountable is mentioned 8 times. And as you search through the scriptures, just look in your Bible, look in the back under your concordance or open your concordance, and see and just meditate on accountable. Today, have you been accountable to someone? Are you taking your task seriously? And leaders, please do not leave anybody astray, because it starts at the house of prayer. We as leaders have to lead God's people the right way. We don't want to lead them in a wrong direction, because their blood will be on our hands. And we are accountable and warned for sending people the wrong way, not giving them the right direction. We want to be good leaders. And for us to be good leaders, first we have to be good followers. And we have to follow Jesus' footsteps to do the things he would have us to do, to be accountable and have accountability. You know, he makes his children accountable for those who are lost. I know today you're going to probably pass someone on a, this is a Thanksgiving weekend, and this is the day before Thanksgiving. We have so much to thank God for. If you told someone that you was going to cook a meal for them today, y'all do that. If you told a person you was going to pray for them, pray for them. If you told a child something you was going to do and you didn't do it, that child is holding you accountable. We have to obey God, because he holds us accountable for every deed that we disobey, everything we do. We have to learn how to be accountable. And y'all, please forgive me today, because we had a guest on, and I know he's ready to speak to you, but I have not been able to get him on my switchboard for some reason today. So what I'm going to do to make sure, I'm going to play a little music a while and come right back to you to see if I can get him on. I thank you so much for tuning in today. So would you continue on listening, and I'm going to see if we can bring him on at this time.
Dial 1 or 0. Where you left off.
Hello.
Hello. Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord. We have our guest finally on, Evangelist Brian. He's going to give us a little bit on accountability.
Amen. Amen. We just thank God for what we didn't hear. We know that the devil is always trying to do something, try to dismantle things and try to stop the word of God going forth. But I know that this is that God had her on there for a reason to bring y'all the word today. And I know that everything that she said is correct by scripture-wise. There's a certain thing that that we are accountable. All the things that we do, and we got to give account for what we don't do and what we do because of what God said in His Word. So we're all learning something here. We're all learning about ourselves, where we're at with God. And the only way we know where we are with God is by the judgment of God, and God speaks His Word, and He gives us articles of His Word and commandments of His Word. That's not only just be doers of the Word, but hearers only. Be hearers only or he doers only, vice versa. You got to either do what He says do, and you got to hear what He says do. And it's almost like she was speaking about in the book of Psalms 119 and 66 verse, and David making this plainly to God. He said, teach me good judgment. That's letting us know we all need to be taught of good judgment, not to be hasty of making wrong mistakes and making wrong choices, but make right choices. Think on the things that you would do. If you don't think about what you do, you already done you. It's too late to try to correct it because you already made it. Because when dealing with words, what words has the biggest part of us being obedient because of what we do. We are in action of our words. Our words plays a dominant part of what you say out of your mouth because you do things, as it says, the Bible says we do things out of ignorance. We do things out of ignorance because we don't know, and you don't think about it until after you done made the mistake. And you wish you hadn't ever said it or you wish you had never done it. Yes, because of didn't think on it. And if you think before you, if you speak before you think, it's too late because you spoke it too quick. But if you think on it first, be not hesitant to do what you think. This mind of yours is do a lot of things because God didn't save the mind. That's in any human being that walk up on planet Earth. They're going to make errors. They're going to make mistakes because they are human. Human mistakes because of what they do in the flesh. The flesh gets, it does a lot, it's rebel to the things, coming down to the things of God. It don't want to do line up with God. And as the Bible said, we'll know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. Well, it's free because He's making it known unto us. That's why He said, well, in the day of judgment, that we got to give account for every idle word. Every idle word that is spoken out of your mouth, you got to give account of it because God holds you responsible for what you say. You're accountable for what your words come out of your mouth or how you say them or how that you do them because God judges the heart. He judges what's coming out of the heart. What goes in don't defile you. What comes out defiles you. What you say is going to happen to you. But if you speak words of God, God's words are always true. They're never wrong. And this Bible that we have, it is a correction Bible. It corrects us from our do's and our don'ts because it's a direct instruction from God. And everything that He spoke in His Word shall come to pass of our life. How do we reproduce in His world? How we carry ourselves in articles of God? You cannot hide nothing from God. I don't know what people out there walking and thinking we're getting by with a lot of things, but you're not getting by with nothing because the God we know that has eyes to see farther, He's an eye that knows exactly what you're going to do and what you ain't going to do. He knows exactly how you're going to perform out of you because He knows the mind. He knows the thought. He knows your thought before you know your own thought. He knows exactly what you're going to say and how you're going to say, how you perform it because God got a, uh, he got a, what they call the x-ray of your life, what you done in the past and of your future. Because as David began to say on this level of those one scripture here, we're just seeing how he said, teach me good judgment. Right? David wants God to teach him good judgment. And he said, and knowledge. He wanted to know about knowledge. If you get knowledge of God, you'll follow the pattern of God. You will do exactly what he tells you to do and how to do it. And that way we don't lose what God shows us that we'll be in good success in God. And that's what David wanted. He said, for I have, and remain on the same subject of the scripture, he said, for I have believed your commandments. See, David believed the commandments of God. David, he was a human. He made a mistake. David repented. And repented of his heart. So if you have a repentant heart, you could ask God to forgive you for the things that you have done. Because we do things, and we may not even know we done it, but it's good to have a repentant heart. Because God, he looks at the heart, he weighs your heart. And what comes out of your heart, how you speak, and how things you may say a word offended somebody, and then they know you had said it. You might say it in a harsh word. You might say it in a wrong way. You didn't say it in a gentle way. You said it in a mean way. And you said words that you said, I wish I hadn't ever said that. You had an ill feeling towards that person. You wasn't wise enough to have them. And God makes that plain to us. Him is wise. God gives from a wise person. It's almost like he said, him is wise and win his souls. You got to have the wisdom. And knowing how to have the wisdom of God, you follow the pattern of God. You won't be dismayed of the things that God has got in store for you because you'll be obedient to his word. And that 65th verse, it goes along with that because he said, you, otherwise thou, I mean you have dealt well with your servant. David was a servant unto God. Well, you're a servant. You're all servants unto God, and you got to serve God. God holds you accountable how you serve one another. You got to serve one another in love, not in envy, not in strife. None of these things right here, God holds you responsible how you conduct yourself. You got to conduct yourself in the way. And he won't, see, what God won't do is he won't get in you. See, if you're too much in yourself, well, God can't get in you. You're self-minded. You're not God-minded. You're self-minded because you follow yourself. Yourself get more glory than God gets glory because God ain't in your flesh. God is in your spirit. He comes in and abode inside of you, and he takes over. What he takes over, he takes over your life. If you let him take over your life, you follow after things of him. Because if you're more or less than yourself all the time, well, God lets you go ahead and do your thing. Because he won't be in that because you follow yourself. And you follow yourself more. You follow after the things of the world. The Bible says we love the pleasures. If you love the pleasures of the world, then the pleasures of God. So if you love pleasure in this world, you don't love the pleasures of God. You love the thing in that natural way of God. You're so used to doing that. That's coming down even to God's people. We got to not to get wrapped and tied up with the pleasures of this world because we're going to leave this world. We're all going to separate this world and go into a place that's preparing. And if you get in love with God and let God have a rulership in your life and let him be in fellowship in you, you own the right track with him because he's first. He's not last. You can't put God last. You got to put him first because he's the first in your life, because he saved you for one thing, because he sent someone like the Son of Man, which is called Jesus, he saved you. You didn't save yourself, but it's the Spirit that came into you and abode inside you. So that house that you got now, which is called the temple, which is called the clay, which is made of the body of the dust of the earth. And you is the one that when that clay dissolves and go back where it comes from, which is the dust, dust thou art, dust thou return. So the spirit that's inside of you, the soul, it goes to God. So you have to deal with God when that day of judgment comes. You have to deal with him because all the things that you did in that suit that you had on, which is that body, which is a cloak, which they call is a sinew, which is a flesh, it's all to deal with the dust of the earth. You related to the dust, so dust you turn back to. But you have a soul. You have a spirit. Your spirit is the one that remind you. And you will have five senses. Your five senses. You will have every five senses when you stand before that throne of God. You will remember everything was spoken, everything that's spoken in your life, everything that you had before God, and the things that you didn't do for God. God will hold you responsible for that. You cannot get by. Then you just say, I didn't know. Yes, you did know, because you knew what the word said. As long as you in that word, God hold you accountable for every word that spoke out of this Bible. And then the people that you said things to and didn't use wisdom, well, God hold you for that, because you didn't wait on God. You went in your own way, because that's where if you're frustrated and you think you know it, but you don't know it. You think you got it, but you ain't got it. You think you know everything about the A to Z, but you don't know everything the A to Z. Because if you did, you would follow the things of God. You would acknowledge God, because we all are short. We all short in areas of our life. We haven't made the heaven yet. We got some cleaning up to do in our temple. We got some things that we've done. We got errors in our life. We got issues in our life. But God is telling what to do about us. He said, clean. He said, work on your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Work on this temple of yours. Work on yourself. You can't do nothing. You can't try to help somebody else, and your temple is worse than that person, and you're trying to correct them. No, you got to work on that. Work on yourself. Let the word get in and work it. Let God get inside of you and work on you. Let him bring you down to the point that you submit to him, not of the things of the world. Because you're more submitting to the things of the world, you'll follow after the things of the world. But if you submit to God, God will direct your path. He will call you to do exactly what he said he would do, because he called you. What did he call you from? He called you out of the darkness and called you into the marvelous light. And that life, and that's something about when David repented of the things that he done wrong in the eyesight of God. In that 51 Psalm, David said that, create in me a clean heart. David had a heart that had to be created, or had a heart to be made of God. He was really in his flesh, but David has a reason to get some things straightened out in him, because he know that God have to work on him. And God worked on David, because David surrendered. He gave up everything, and he wanted to serve. See, when you want to serve God, that means that you give up everything. Don't hold on to nothing. In other words, Amen. Don't hold on to yourself. You can't hold on to the world and hold on to God. That means that you got to give up something. You got to give up your family. You got to give up your children. You got to give up your husband. Your husband got to give up your wife. You got to give up everything to follow God. You can't hold on God. This is a true fact. So we love you.
Our time is far spent, and I'm sorry you didn't get to talk longer.
Well, that's all right.
We had technical difficulties, but hopefully, in Jesus' name, next week we'll be able to. We even had a caller on the air. I think it's Mrs. Tanya William from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hold on a moment.
Okay. Grab the Lord, let me get it.
Minister Tanya?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Did you want to say something?
I'm just listening in on today. It was a blessing, because you do need to be accountable for everything, for what we do in this life. So that was a good word, timely word.
All right. Praise the
Lord.
Well,
praise be to God.
Yeah, I was trying to let Evangelist talk so you could hear, because I had to break on it because my screen just went black. Then when it came back on, it went to acting something. I said, the enemy just didn't want this topic to go full for some reason. But I hope you tune in to us next week when we'll be talking about holiness.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Well, you all be blessed today. Thank you so much for coming on the show today and listening in. Mm. All right.
God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye. Bye.